It's the Killed in Action Memorial, planned for the Flag Field in Medford. Major fundraisers have been going on, especially by Mr. Nazer's History Club. Members of the History Club include Grace Geiger and Seth Meyer. Grace, how did this all begin?
So about last year, Mr. Nazer came up to us and he told us about the project, and he's like, we need to start fundraising for this. And he kind of just threw us into the fire right away, and he's like, here's the information, call businesses, try to set up a meeting and see what you can do. We were all really scared, and it was very, I didn't really realize how terrifying it would be trying to just like call up a business and be like, can I set up a meeting? I didn't know how to even do that. So that was quite the experience, but like the more we did it and the farther we got into it, it just became easier and easier. And really, it is a great experience for the whole entire club, because, you know, we're talking to a lot of adults and getting ourselves out there, and it's really something that you really can't find anything else like it at the high school.
Were you and Seth the only ones doing the cold calling? And that's
yeah.
really tough, I
yeah.
know.
No.
Or did the whole class do that?
Our whole, how many are there?
About six, seven? In the club in total, I believe there's 10 of us, but mm-hmm. there's five of us that were focused on the fundraising. So between mm-hmm. the five of us, we divided up. I think the number came out, I think it was over 120 total meeting.
112 or something.
Past 100, yeah. that's
really?
What I heard.
Yeah. That many
total
businesses.
Meetings. Yeah, so that's wow. kept
so
us busy.
How mm-hmm. many doors got slammed in your face?
People were really nice to us, actually. I was like, I really don't know what I'm doing, and they're being really friendly and helping me along, and they're like...
Yeah, it was super cool just to see the... how into it the community got. The moment we would bring this to them, they would just say, how can I help? Mm-hmm. Like, there would be points where we wouldn't even have to get through the whole presentation. Whoever we were presenting to would stop us and say, all right, I want to help. Mm-hmm. And then, or we'd have people would make our presentation to, like, a larger organization, and you'd have people coming up afterwards and saying, how can I help individually? So it was mm-hmm. just a really cool experience to see.
Yeah, it really opened my eyes, too, to how giving the people of Medford are. The people of Medford are really kind, and they're really nice.
That's
and I
true.
Guess I didn't realize the extent of that until we started going out in these meetings. So,
did most of them know about the project before?
No.
Really?
No, yeah, really. No. Right when we started, I mm-hmm. remember the first couple meetings we went to, people were like, I didn't know this was happening. And it wasn't until recently. Now it's starting to get more of the ball is rolling, and people are starting to really recognize that this is going on now. But yeah, at first it was definitely not a lot of people knew about it, so that was interesting to see as you went to more and more meetings to see how the word got out and how that affected the later meetings.
Mm-hmm. How did you know who to call? Did you have a list that somebody put together?
Yeah, Mr. Nazer came up with a master key of all the businesses in Medford, and he's like, all right, these are the ones I think will donate, so we're going to try doing those first. And then he's like, I want to get through all these businesses, and we obviously have not gotten through all the businesses because there's a lot of businesses in Medford, but we've gotten through a decent
yeah, a good
amount.
Portion. We have plenty of call parties, as they said, soon to be called.
Yep.
They'd all come over to my house, yep. and then we'd make a couple pizzas, and everybody would have a phone. And then, all right, you're going to call these businesses, you're going to call these businesses, mm-hmm. and then we would...
Did you kind of have a script written up? So...
Yeah, at first we definitely did, but as we got more into it, it just kind of went, you know, we know what to say and realize that it's really not that scary.
Let's talk about what the memorial looks like.
It's been interesting to see how the design itself has developed over the past a year and a half now-ish. We've kind of been going back and forth with what we're going to do. But as Grace said, it's designed to replicate a military funeral. So we're going to have – and the centerpiece is going to be a soldier's cross with the boots and the rifle and the helmet, as you've probably seen in the past. And then in typical military funeral style, we're hoping to have soldiers shooting rifles, as in like the 21-gun salute, as you would see at a military funeral. And then also a soldier kneeling down and handing a folded flag to an empty chair. So we're hoping that that would create kind of an interactive experience. Mm-hmm. But as back to the bronze part of it, bronze is expensive, mm-hmm. as we have discovered. This stuff isn't cheap. So we're hoping to do the soldier's cross and the chair and the soldier handing the flag all in bronze. And then mm-hmm. the other 20 riflemen will be in hopefully metal cutouts for now, and then maybe in the future we can add other things, but that's what we want to get done.
Yeah.
And, what is the cost of this, and how much have you raised?
Well, we wanted to reach $60,000. So far we have
43 in the bank.
43.
But then there is over 50 pledged.
Oh, you have the Ford Motor Company drive one for your school at the home show. Mm-hmm. They've pledged some money?
Yeah, actually, they said their maximum that they would pledge would be up to $6,000, mm-hmm. and we reached that.
Mm-hmm.
Other
mm-hmm.
fundraisers coming up?
Yeah, actually, this summer, I believe it's during the Taylor County Fair.
I believe it'll be Thursday night.
Thursday night, mm-hmm. there is a concert that consists of multiple different genres. You kind of get everything. I believe there's a rock band coming. There's a fiddle duet.
Like they're 10-year-olds?
Yeah, they're like 10 or 11, so that's going to be awesome. Mm-hmm. There's an
Red
Elvis
Higgins,
impersonator,
right?
Red Higgins.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be awesome. Please come to that. All of the proceeds from that will go to this cause as well. So if you want to contribute, that is a very good way, and you get some entertainment as well.
Yeah, we're kind of hoping to finish out the fundraising through that concert, and we're pretty confident that we'll be able to because Red Higgins typically brings in very large crowds, so we think we can do it with that.
Well, we're looking forward to it. Groundbreaking Memorial Day, so congratulations to you guys and the History Club, and we're looking forward to that new Killed in Action Memorial.
Yeah, so are we. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Grace Geiger and Seth Mayer from Mr. Nazer's History Club.